Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach. Bob Smizik? Okay.
Thank you. You know what, though? I got gurus back here. He is a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
I'm a nigga.
He's a Pittsburgh Pirate fan.
He's
probably got the mobile device as well. You look at a mobile.
Hey, they were coming for his hand.
Hey, you get the newsletter every morning.
What's his name?
Who are you?
Pittsburgh Pirates have a new GM and new manager. What are their names again? I forget.
What's on my phone?
Wow.
I got the name.
Oh,
Granderson.
I know the GM, Sherrington, right?
Yeah.
Sherrington, who's the manager?
I shouldn't have to
answer
Derek
Shelton, get in the
you
game.
You should know that,
Ray,
guru.
Ray and
That's
San
your team.
Ramon. To talk about.
Oh, I'm a little mad.
I try to have
game
your back.
Management. What's going on, Ray? How you
What's
doing?
Going on, guys?
Yeah, Ray, how are you?
And how you doing, guys? I'm good, thanks. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. So, thanks for calling.
I'm really, I had this game beginning of the season. I had this game against Baltimore as a loss, and I was okay with that. But watching the game yesterday, the play calling by Shanahan, especially on the 4th-and-1, I know we beat it like a dead horse. But and then the game management, you know what I mean? Going into the half, we had a lot of time. It was just burning time. It was timeouts left on the clock. I think that would have put us in a much better position to win this game.
Yeah, I think a lot of 49er fans agree with you there, to tell you the truth. Certainly there was stuff there to criticize Shanahan for. I mean, the things that are going to stand out are the drive at the end of the second quarter and then the play call on fourth and one. Those are the ones.
He had a couple other play calls, 1st and 10, I believe. Was it the third quarter where they're rolling a bit and he runs a tight end sweep to George Kittle? Who has a bone chip in his ankle. Now it's just like, now you're behind the sticks.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You want to get that one back.
It's just at times Shanahan gets a little too cute. Yep. He wants to be the evil genius that knows everything. A lot of coordinators do that. Just play
they
simple
ran
football.
That play almost like in Washington.
Oh,
when they
yeah,
were
when
right
it got stuffed. Oh, man.
That's a good call.
Yeah, let me get that out of my head.
Yeah, read that. What's that mean?
What, the 408?
The Freddie Kitchens of the show.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at the one that says the Niners are now 1-2 against playoff teams. It's like, yeah, you're right. That's a fact.
Okay,
but
where are you going?
I don't look at the final score as the be-all and end-all. I just don't. I thought the 49ers were very good yesterday. They just couldn't get over the top. And, yeah, it goes down as a loss. But to me, that one's one you put in your back pocket and you say, we just went into probably the toughest place to play in the league, one of the toughest against a team that's probably playing better than anybody else in the AFC, and we were right there. I'd be positive going to New Orleans.
I get that. Why I'm not positive is the math. It's real. The story could be – you know, the Giants and the Braves, you're 10-2, and yet you're stressing like you're 8-8.
You're going to make the playoffs if that's the case.
Gotcha.
The Giants didn't make the playoffs that year.
No, I know that, but my whole point is sports can be cruel. You win 100 games and you're going home.
Hey, they still control their own destiny,
you know,
guru.
And they do. But to play a wild card game week one when you
keep
can be
talking
at home
wild
resting,
card. They could still, yeah. If Seattle lose tonight,
well,
they're still number one
well,
in the conference.
Where you're going.
Seattle's still got 5 games left. You know what I mean? Well,
yeah.
Right. Come on, Goo. Talk a wild card already. We just got to December, baby.
Okay.
All
see,
doom and gloom. That's why I get why being stuck in an elevator with you, it's like it's not the best situation in the world.
They didn't win yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Bonte.
But you're talking about wild card.
Now I see what you're
doing.
You
got to let it play out, right?
They didn't win yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
We know that.
All right. We're good, B. We're Stoney. We're ready.
It's like a wild
win.
Card, man. Wild cards
you're
above
trying to
the
be
way.
Positive, Pete, but you put on a lot.
No, I'm just being objective.
Yeah, they lost.
James in Concord. What's going on, James?
What's up, guys? Niners played well. You can't complain. Like, I would like to have there were some times where Lamar was still running. It's like, let them pass the ball off or give the ball off to Mark Ingram and go into the middle. I think the defensive line could have held up. But honestly, at this point, if you don't think the Niners are real, like, you're pretty dumb. You're about as dumb as, like, if you believe Jeffrey Epstein hasn't been killed.
Oh, nice.
Like
doing
that.
That.
Serious dumb news.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I got no interest.
Wow.
In
he probably thought about that one, too.
He waited on hold to do that.
I'm going to use my SD.
What a loser.
Right.
Yeah.
Get a day job.
This guy stinks.
831. I love how this station. It's one entity, everybody with one voice.
What?
It's clinging to this moral victory, even feeling the need to say there's no such thing as a moral victory, but take the L. Oh, come on. You got to be more clear than that.
Yeah.
You got to be more clear.
They were
in your
double
writing.
Talking with that one, yeah.
Let's go to Derek. Derek's in Richmond. What's going on, Derek? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, just like I thought, you know.
I'm not sure.
Tackle him a few times and keep him under 50 yards to win. But think about it. He ran, what, about 100 yards on him on the wet field? Damn.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Let me tell you what's even scarier, Derek, thinking you could hold Lamar Jackson under 50 yards. I mean, come on now. Come on, D. You still there? Oh, is that like a one and done?
What's going on?
You still there or no? I don't want to be called somebody.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He gone.
All right.
But you guys have.
Yeah, they stink, Derek.
I've come around to, and I hate this cliche in sports, that was a preview, but if these two teams play again, is there anybody that you would want to supplement these two teams? Because there's not one for me. With the coaching and what they do, Lamar Jackson against the best offense defense in the NFL, I'm all in.
408, Steiny, you said you would take the Niners over the Ravens on a neutral field. Do you realize Lamar Jackson would kill them in Miami with his elusiveness? That's Big Mac and San Ho. I think what I did say was, look, you lost to him in Baltimore by three. You beat him on a neutral field, meaning that's the thinking. Now, this is what we talked about earlier, and I appreciate the text, is it more important to have seen Lamar Jackson once, even if you now have to play him on a dry field? I'm still taking that over playing him on a wet field for the first time.
Right, you know, absolutely.
That's just me, but I could see how that's kind of a toss-up, to tell you the truth.
We all talked about this last week. Hell, the previous week when we knew this three-game stretch was coming up, playing Baltimore, and just don't take away the wins and the loss and the result. Just the experience of playing against that offense is going to help you if you have to play them down in Miami for the Super Bowl. Yeah. I always felt like that because I always go back again. It sounded like a broken record. But the Chargers last year, whenever you play a team twice and you see that offense twice, you're going to be better equipped to go against that offense.
So but I think you had three games, though. Am I wrong for looking at the Kyler Murray game twice and Russell Wilson in
it's
overtime?
Different. They don't run. They pass the ball.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is more of a passer now than he is a runner. He runs when he has
and
to.
And beat him with his legs in OT when he ran for that first
when
down.
He has to run, he'll run or create lanes, throwing lanes. That's what he'll do. Kyler's a rookie. Lamar's been in this league now for over a season. He's in the second year. He's had time to watch the film. And now teams got to adjust to Lamar again. He's a better passer.
He gets the ball all the time. Dude, that's what you hate. Like, God,
he's a Heisman Trophy winner for a reason, everybody.
I think it's also interesting, and it's a fair point to say, well, the 49ers, you know, they have a little trouble with mobile quarterbacks.
Right.
Well,
who doesn't?
A, who doesn't? B, have you noticed two of those teams with mobile quarterbacks are great?
Right.
And C, they're still 2-2 against them, which means they've beaten one. It just happens to be Kyler Murray twice. I mean, I get it. They're 2-2 against mobile quarterbacks, but I mean these are really good mobile quarterbacks, and they're giving everybody fits. Let's go to RJ. RJ's in Richmond. What's going on, RJ? How you doing, man?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to say real quick, Stephen A. Smith need to put some respect off of Jimmy G. Quit calling him porn star Jimmy. I hate that. I can't stand that, dude. And I got one more thing to say. Do I got time?
Sure.
Oh, and I just want to ask you about these quarterback draw plays. Like, these DNs need to stay disciplined on that. I don't get why they bite so hard on that and go after the running back instead of looking at the quarterback first. And then if the quarterback don't have the ball, why don't – and then make a play on the running back. Like, I don't get that. I see Eric Armstead did that twice or three times yesterday, and that just got me – it disappointed me, but they still play good, man. I can't hate on the Niners for that, but I'll take your answers off the air.
My answer would be, for the first time seeing that guy, I thought it was a good sign if you're the 49ers. I really do. And I always talk about this, not always, but once in a while I bring this up. It's like, I remember playing basketball in high school, and you play the inner city team for the first time, and you walk out there, and you get smothered. You just get overwhelmed because you've never seen quickness and athleticism like it before.
I'm Joe Montana.
You can't make up for never having experience. And so then you know what happens? The next time, you're a little better at it. And then the next time, you're a little better at combating it. So it's like for the first time to see that guy, and it's like, Bosa struggled a little bit. Good, good. That means the next time, he probably should be a little better against Lamar Jackson, I would think.
Reminds me of a situation, not to bring it to City College, but basketball team. One year, they play San Bernardino Valley. Big team, 6'8", 6'9", guys are dunking all over the place. Opening tournament, they get beat by 30. I mean, they get smoked. They see the same team in a Final Four end up winning by 8. Because, we've seen them before. Mm. We know what they can do. We're not too afraid of them. You get a little lead early in those games, and boom, you take off. And that's the key. I wonder how Baltimore will play from behind. 7-0, it's still early in the game. What happens if they're down 10-0, 13-0, 16-0, and they got to face a bunch of third nines? I just wonder if they can handle that offense.
And that's where I kind of, on Garoppolo's fumble, while I'm not going to kill him for it. To me, that's not like, there's Jimmy G's
one
bonehead play. There's Jimmy. I mean, it was one play, but it actually was at a point. It's like the Niners scored. They held. Man, they pushed the ball up the field on that possession.
Right.
And get a field goal, let's say. Or even if they don't score and they pin them deep. You know, those are the kind of plays that can change.
He fumbled against Arizona in the home game.
The format.
Just like that.
Of a game.
That ball comes out. And I know it was wet conditions. I ain't brought it up all day. But I'm just like, damn, Jimmy, if you get him that way, sometimes it'll come out, Steiny.
How'd Jimmy play?
I give him a B minus. You know what? I give him a B. And people, see, this is why I get mad. Oh, that ball should have been picked off. It wasn't. It was 4th and 2. They call that a touchdown, and he had the guts to throw it. Are you from that school?
No.
Oh, that was a bad pass. It's the results, Steiny.
It's tough, man. You're playing against grown men who are flying around. It's tough to complete perfect passes every single play. If you throw it a little behind, you gave your chance, your receiver a chance to make a play. Debo made it. How about this? You talk about Garoppolo. I'll give him a B as well, Steiny, not to be long-winded here, but Nick Wagner of ESPN had the stat last night.
I gave him a B.
I do too. Yeah. I give him a B too. Ravens blitzed the Niners a ton. They blitzed on 84% of Jimmy Garoppolo's dropbacks, 21 to 25, the highest blitz rate a quarterback has faced since Case Keenum in September of 2018. Also against the Ravens, he was 92%. Garoppolo was 12 of 18 yesterday, 150 yards, and a TD against the blitz.
You better nickel Jimmy G and make him read.
That's why I say he's not.
He ain't getting fazed by that blitz.
That's why I say he's not Alex Smith. Alex Smith is going to check down. Garoppolo's going to gamble and try to make some plays.
He ain't Derek Carr.
No, that's for sure.
What does that mean?
He dinks and dunks.
What?
Lucky in the city. Stop beating around the bush. I know what you're trying to say. Derek Carr stinks.
No.
Let's go to Lucky in the city. I'm kidding.
Morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, should I say this afternoon? My bad.
How are you, Lucky?
Give it to us, baby.
I'm all right. Hey, man, that was a beautiful battle, man. That was like a one-on-one fight, man, back in the neighborhood, man. I like that. I'm proud of my guys, man. I'm just upset at the play call with 4th and 1, 6:26 left, man. We could have ran the clock down and scored a touchdown. Why give it back to Baltimore? Besides that, I'm happy with it. Let's keep it going to the next week. Let's go, Niners.
Thanks for the call, Lucky.
We hate to break a great game down to that one call, but damn, Steiny, if there was a rule, if something could tell you the analytics, run the ball or quarterback sneak.
Somebody get Ryan Mauser, one of our producers, out of the studio now. He walks in here with the Seahawks hoodie on with a smile from ear to ear. That smile will be knocked off by 8:20 tonight when the Vikings go up there and blow that horn on the Seahawks.
Now you're putting your faith in Kirk.
I'm putting my faith in Dalvin Cook. Kirk just don't make the
– This is a big game
Don't
for
make
the
Jimmy O'No throw, Kirk.
Yeah. Let's go to Shaka. Our man Shaka's in Berkeley. What's going on, Shaka? How you doing, man?
Big Vikings fan.
Oh, man, I was right on time, man. Vikings going to do their thing tonight, man. I just want to say one thing, man. They gonna do their thing, man. They gonna whip them boys. I told you first. I'm gonna call tomorrow too. So whatever happens, I'm gonna be calling.
Right.
I believe it. The 49ers coach, 4th-and-1, you got a guy who ran for 148 yards, being physical, monster. He was running over them boys. It's 4th-and-1. It reminds me of the Super Bowl where he was up 28-3 and he ran the ball 5 times. Oh, against Seattle when all you got to do is run the ball and the game ends up in a tie. The coaches, he's got to change his style, man, because he got a great defense. You know, he's got to play that running game more and stop swinging the ball around. That's what you get when you get these young coaches, man. All right?
Hey, Shaka, big night tonight for Kirk Cousins?
Hey, it's a big night for our defense, man. Road's closed, man. Our DB has been good.
He's trash.
Year, all year, and it's our time, man. Our defense is going to show out tonight. You'll see
that. He's trash.
Thanks, Shaka. Give us a horn one more time for
Shaka.
Give me
that horn.
Woo! Hey, speaking of Shaka, I don't necessarily agree with this, but when
I'm different.
Daryl Johnson in the category of genius.
What?
And I've ignored the 28-3 fiasco in the Super Bowl because you are the coordinator. Bonte, I know you're about to blow your lid. I think it's fair just bring that up.
The Super Bowl?
No, that it's on his ledger. It might not have been in San Francisco why you went 4th-and-1.
Come on, we're not doing this today.
And you didn't hand the ball
off. We're not doing this today.
It's a fuddy-duddy.
He was not a bad play.
Dude, it was the
and he was the coordinator. What about that you don't like?
Dan Quinn's a head coach.
Okay.
All right, we want to break that game down, really? You really want to go back?
Who was calling plays?
I mean, here's a problem.
Who cares? We got to get this.
It's one of those things that I hear both of you on this. I hear Bonte, too.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That's great.
It's never going to go away.
It's never going to go away.
Goes away. Saying, that's kind of the problem.
That's all I'm telling you, B, but is had you ran it and not got it, nobody would even bring that up. But you should have ran it. That was Mostert's. That was his down.
On the final.
The whole line.
So Kyle Shanahan, on that last possession in the Super Bowl, Julio Jones gets down there. He gets sacked. Okay, you pass the ball, but he passes it to Sanu to get back in field goal range to clinch the game.
All right.
They get called for holding. And then they get sacked. How's that on Shanahan?
But if
go look at that scene.
Yeah.
And then the Patriots on the final drive. That's one of the greatest catches in Super Bowl history over 3 guys. Come on, man. Dan Quinn's a coach.
I was hoping he didn't blow it.
You're going to drive me crazy with that, Guru. You did that on purpose, man.
I think the caller did it.
Shaka did too.
I've seen enough with Shanahan as a 49er coach. Where I think it's fair to say he can improve in some of this stuff, whether it's kind of like clock management / play calling at big times.
Getting caught up in the moment. That's all, B.
Yeah. It does get cute at times, so I will admit that.
Let's go to John in San Francisco who wants to talk about Jimmy G.
Who the hell is John?
What's going on, John? Talk to me, John.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Wanted to say I really enjoyed that game last night. I thought it was probably one of the most revealing games that we've seen because the 49ers had every opportunity to win that game. I think that 4th-and-1, I think that was a better play call. And I'd like to say that, actually, I'm going to ask you guys this. How many times did Jimmy G utilize a pump fake during that game? And if he would have used that on that 4th-down play, would that pass have gone through?
Yeah, well, they're blitzing. Well,
you got to get rid of the rock, player.
You can't wait there. Guys are flying around.
Yeah. I had a great pump fake, by the way. I could get guys off their feet.
Who cares?
Here, Don Nelson used to put Stick'Em on his hands. Player would put Stick'Em on his right hand.
Come on.
So he could his pump fake was unbelievable.
See,
dead serious.
I feel like Jordan
did that
before? No, I've never.
Jordan's had hands. Warriors World
Jordan didn't need it because his hands were huge.
I may miss this year. But go ahead.
Why is that?
There's some injuries. Like dibs. Yeah. I turned into dibs. Yeah,
call me Dibber Claus.
That's scary.
Whoa.
That's like Dibber Scrooge.
Call me Dibber Claus.
I don't think he's going to like us using that.
Here's what's coming up on 95.7
Dibber's Deli.
Brought to you by Canon USA, Inc. Last call's coming up. Last call. I tell you what,
what you want to
maybe do? It'll be a football question, but I tell you what. I'd almost like to throw the lines open for just worst Thanksgiving stories out there.
Oh boy!
I had a little bit of a vacation. Yeah,
no.
I wouldn't call it a vacation. What happened
I'm
on Saturday?
With you, not at you,
so I may open last call up to your worst Thanksgiving memories. But anyway, last call is next, and that'll be brought to you by Canon USA Incorporated.
Just call me Dibber Claus.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
All righty. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill with you. And fun show today. Even though the 49ers lost.
Great game.
Cares.
Great game.
That
cares.
Was a great game yesterday. God, it was a great game.
Get playoff vibes.
From one of those games where it's like, now that's.
Oh. What'd you do before? Did you football. Take a walk?
I was day
10
drinking.
In the morning. Well, what do you mean what I do before?
Bonte went to breakfast up. By himself.
I was day drinking.
Before. That's what I did.
I did some what'd activities.
You know I'm on one.
Pumped some bottles.
Gotcha.
Just I was day drinking.
I was ready.
This is a good text from the 831 because I asked you guys about it before the show. Do you think Shanahan should have thrown the red flag on the Wisnowski punt because it looked like the ball crossed the end zone plane? Why didn't someone from upstairs communicate with Shanahan? Go ahead, Bonte.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. It's one of those situations where is it really going to get overturned? Is there enough to get overturned? And in bang-bang plays like that or sequences
bang, bang.
Like that, I think you're better off
bang,
just
bang,
saving
nine
a timeout
gang.
And just saying, okay.
But it's apparently for a punt, the ball's got to hit the ground.
Hit the ground.
Either on the goal line or in the end zone.
Off, right.
Cross, like, yeah. My understanding is the rule's different from a running back carrying in for a touchdown than trying to use have a touchback. If it breaks the plane, if you're a running back, it's a touchdown. But apparently, it can break the plane, and you can kind of save it like a basketball play.
Right? Because the Ravens did that yesterday, right?
Yeah.
When they pinned the Niners deep at the 1 yard line, where it looked like it touched the goal line, but it didn't touch the end zone paint.
I'm so down on officiating in the NFL. It is so bad, Snoddy. I know I don't need to tell you. It's not like a broken record. It is so bad. I'm thinking it's being done on purpose.
My biggest problem yesterday with the officiating were just the two. Pass interference calls. The pass interference call that the Niners got on Emmanuel Sanders that led to a field goal.
Okay. Yep.
And then the challenge that Baltimore threw on Andrews over the middle that they didn't. I was like, neither of those should have been pass interference in a game like this.
Man.
But you know what? That's where I'm like, everybody, you hear this all the time. Just call what's a foul. Just call what's... I'm a firm believer in you got to have a feel for the game, too. And in a game like that, I would have just kept the flag in my pocket.
Yeah. Even on the Sanders play, that had nothing to do with Kittle. You know, it's on over the side. Come on, man.
I thought that was a little different, but
yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah. I'm really down on, like I said, somebody is, we saw it with the Saints last year.
Kittle like a Niner.
Somebody is going to. You know, that team didn't beat us. It was the officials. And it's sad and it's sickening that a $1 billion business can't employ these guys full time and demerit them if they get things wrong. And the whole world, even if you're drinking mimosas, you can tell in 2 seconds what was what. And I feel like they're trolling us.
And it was funny with Charles Davis with that review with the Ravens. He was a former DB and he's like, oh, my DB card's going to get pulled because I think that's pass interference. And I'm like, well, what is Jimmy Ward supposed to do? He beat him to the ball. He's going for the ball. You can't penalize him for going for the football like that.
But did he
like
go through him, though?
Can't do it.
No, how about, really? I mean,
and that's the thing. If we really want to get technical, wasn't it offensive interference on the Debo Samuel touchdown?
Felt like it.
You're totally
you
right.
You can't call that.
No.
Boy, hey.
I thought that was a pig.
And maybe he's, I know he's kind of from around here, so I should be careful.
The town.
Marcus Peters.
But I'm going to say this
one. He don't like contact.
Go back
what
and
the
watch.
What did the kid say? He didn't want that smoke?
He doesn't want that smoke, man.
Kids. The hell with the kids?
Well, remember, he made a business decision in L.A.
But I'm
gonna
say
George
something.
Kittle was running down. He was like, I'm not tackling number 85. Oh.
Kittle, I got a riddle. You want to talk about where was Kittle?
What?
Marcus Peters was on him a few times, Steiny. I'm just saying, you don't shut Kittle down, but his length... He Kittle up a little bit, and I think that's why we didn't see much production. So Marcus Peters did. He lost to his ball. Awareness, none. But they put him on Kittle, Steiny. I'm telling you, I think that has something to do with it.
Kittle right. Like a Niner.
Here we go. Here's the last call question. Let's start lining them up at 888-957-9570. It's a question we've been asking, but now we want your answer to it. After yesterday's loss, do you feel better about the Niners, worse about the Niners, or the same as before the game? Mm. Let's start racking them at 888-957-9570.
And not to take the show off the track, but you tease Saturday. You got to tell us what happened Saturday real quick, Scotty.
Let's go to Dave.
The train is off the track, Jack.
It's Dave in Oakland. What's going on, Dave? How are you, man?
What's going on, guys? First off, to answer your question, I'm very satisfied with the 49ers. Look, Guru, I got to call you out.
Ooh.
If you want to look back at that Seattle game as a dictation of our season, you have to subtract Kittle, you have to subtract Sanders, and you have to detract two offensive linemen. I will never make excuses for any of the Niners' losses. This Ravens game was two Super Bowl teams going at it on their turf. If you look back at that Seattle game, I have no worries that we're going to go in their house and it's going to be something a little bit different, probably about 30 to 15. That's all I got, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. Lobo in Fairfield. What's up, Lobo? How you doing, man?
Doing good. I'll keep it quick. I know you guys got last call. But I hear everybody beating up Kyle Shanahan about his clock management. And some of it is definitely due. But what no one's talking about is John Harbaugh and his clock management. The guy is a clock-eating guru. Yeah. I mean, remember the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Super Bowl against the Ravens? They got the ball back after our fourth down missed the Crabtree, and then they went and kicked a free kick. And then ended up running out the clock that way.
Yep.
So, I mean, the guy has every trick in his sleeve to eat out the clock. Kyle made the right decision going for it on fourth. It sucks we didn't get it, but he thought our defense would be able to stop him and we'd at least get the ball back with a minute, maybe a little over a minute. But John Harbaugh is just too good at eating that clock. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Lobo. Appreciate it.
He made a great point.
Last call real quick, 888-957-9570. Last call. You get the last word of the day. How do you feel about the game yesterday, and how do you feel about your Niners? Do you feel better about your 49ers? Do you feel worse about your 49ers, or do you feel about the same with your 49ers? Bonte, you were about to say something.
Oh, no, Lobo with his on John Harbaugh and the clock management skills. That's one thing that we all know. Man. Former special teams coach, Harbaugh knows every little – John Harbaugh, not Jim Harbaugh.
Played it like a piano.
Jim Harbaugh needs to take lessons from his brother.
Oh, look at
John
you.
Harbaugh, this segment, the way he controls the game and segments of the game and goes for it on fourth down, having the analytics, having a clock guru, John Harbaugh may be the best in the game. Next to Belichick when it comes to clock management and how they handle two-minute situations.
Yesterday, and I know, Stanley, you were like, oh, they only had 34 yards to go, but – I couldn't believe they used the clock the way that they did. And I was only having one timeout. Well, actually two with the 2 minute warning. And you were hoping the defense made a stand. I just wasn't used to that. But can I answer the last call question?
Sure.
It's the same, but I'm more worried now about the guy that I have in a echelon all by himself. It's the coaching under pressure, the decision making. That's Kyle Shanahan. But the player, Steiny.
Did he choke yesterday?
No, he didn't choke. I want to know about Saturday, but I ask you.
It's very simple. Yeah. First of all, 888, yeah. we'll do last call in 3 minutes. 888-957-9570. How are you feeling about the Niners after yesterday? Better, worse, or the same? No, just I was down in San Diego, and I had to drive home, and it took me.
You had to, or that was the plan?
That was the plan.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But the plan wasn't that it takes 9 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
And what car do you drive again?
Well, I was driving my wife's car.
Oh, that's right.
It's a, I don't know what it is, like a Benz.
So you didn't have to, go ahead.
No, so.
They shut down the Grapevine.
I'm outside towns like Lemoore, and I'm like in Hanford.
That's low
deal. Yeah, I know.
That's my first calling.
I'm literally stopped in the middle of a highway in the middle of nowhere.
There's like, I promise you.
It's not going anywhere.
It's the worst.
It was so frustrating.
Did you have reception?
I tell you what, it was like a morgue in our car. My poor
kid. You didn't
kids.
Turn on radio.com and listen to the station?
No.
Herbs and Tittle?
That's the other thing. You can't get any radio stations in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, there's actually one point where we were just sitting on the I-5. I'm looking. It's like Lemoore. I'm like,
That's my first calling.
I may call him to see if we can stay over tonight.
Dibbers, tell him.
I'm telling you, it was awful. Off I-5. Yeah, it was snowing in I-5.
Wow.
Sorry to break
But it wow, wasn't closed well, when we went over. No, it's just,
but you had fun. That's all that counts.
Yeah, no, I didn't. That wasn't even close to fun. Honest to God.
And the radio.com app wouldn't come in. People in the back want to know.
Yeah. That's right. We did use the radio.com app. And we were actually utilizing that really cool rewind feature. I forgot about that.
I love you to death, man.
Oh, listen, we got Dame.
Oh, man.
So that's
that was funny.
Yeah, that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
You ever have a drive like that?
No, I have many a times. And I guess podcasts are like my, you know, puts.
No, you're right.
But if I don't have access and it's not working, I'm done.
And it depends on who you're in the car with.
I'm done.
That makes a big difference. If you're in the car with somebody who's annoying the hell out of you and you're stuck in traffic.
Well, my kids are becoming enemies, so they're like the wife. It's like 3-on-1.
Basically, if you're from the Bay Area and you've ever gone down south and you're making that drive back up here, at one point or another, you had that 10-hour job.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. We've all been there.
So, even though I've been out here 30 years.
Well, you've been doing good.
I feel like I'm in California, Northern California now. And you know what the other thing was that was nice? It took 10 and a half hours, and I didn't purchase any firearms.
I like that.
I didn't commit a felony even though I was ready to.
You didn't drive the kids crazy?
No.
They drove you crazy.
I can't drive them crazy if I don't say a word for 9 hours. All right, let's do it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call.
Last call.
Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. 888-957-9570. Last call. You get the final word. How you feeling after that game yesterday, Niner fans? Better, worse, or the same? Let's go to John.
Who the hell is John?
John is in Benicia is who he is, and he's going to tell us what he thinks. What's up, John? You're on last call.
What's up, guys? Hey, going into the game, I was a lot was riding on this, but I feel even more confident. It was, in my opinion, a good loss. We really got to see that we could make in-game adjustments to the defense, and I feel like our defense scheming was getting better as the game went on. We lost, but I think we're going to carry this forward, and we can play anybody anywhere and be confident that we can win.
Thanks, John. I'm with you. Robert in Stanford, you are on last call. How you feeling about your Niners?
Feeling pretty great compared to last year, seeing where we were. We came a long way, and now after the beginning of the season, we were comparing Jimmy to all these quarterbacks. Now we have more games to work with in comparison against other quarterbacks, so we're in a lot better spot. We're a contender, truly.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it. By the way, not a lot of Jimmy G complaints out there today.
None, right?
Khalil in Santa Rosa. What's up, Khalil? How you doing, man? I hope I'm saying that right.
Hey, how you guys doing today? I will say this. From when they played and lost to Seattle in the overtime and from yesterday and the comments that the defense made after the game, they want Seattle and they want the Ravens again, boy. They want them bad. Because we all know now they're going to go to the Super Bowl and they're going to win.
Thanks, Khalil. Appreciate it. Mario is in the Yune.
Uh-oh.
That's something we got to ask you about. Yeah. What's up, Mario? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, listen, I'm a Raider fan, man, and we're horrible. But to me, I'm not a Niner fan, but I think they're the same, to be honest with you. They're still balling. But, you know, I got to give props out. But it goes out to Guru. We had a great time the other night in the UC, baby. Good looking out, Daryl.
Right on.
Thanks, Mario. That's right. We have to save a minute or two for that.
Oh, boy.
Bob in San Francisco, you're on last call. How you feeling about the Niners, buddy?
I feel the same, and I think they're a great team, and we just got to ride this out one game at a time. Also, another tip, take the 101. Stay away from all that
stuff. Wow.
Yeah, I've heard 101 and take 99, too. Thank you so much, Bob. I will do that next time. Wonderful Niner. He's on the Bay Bridge. It seems like he's
our guy.
He's always there. What's up, Wonderful Niner?
Yeah, after yesterday's game, even though we lost, it still feels good, baby. I think that the Niners showed that we can keep up with any NFL team. I just want to say this Niner team is going to get better and better. We're just scratching the surface. And I think we just got to enjoy what we're seeing right now. It's all part of the journey to the Super Bowl.
Bang, Niner gang. Ray is in San Francisco. What's going on, Ray? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas, I feel pretty confident in our guys traveling. We have another big test. I think we should get the job done this weekend.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the call. What's the line of the Saints game?
I heard early on, I didn't look at it, but I heard that the Niners were dogs. And I'm guessing, if I had to guess, it's probably a 2 to 3 point spread right now because a home team always gets 3 points.
John in Clear Lake, what's going on, John?
Who the hell is John?
How you feeling about your Niners?
Oh, I feel good about them, but it's still a loss. It's two great teams, but I still have not seen a bootleg since Alex Smith and Joe Staley threw that great block.
Wow. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Keep in mind, Jimmy G coming off an ACL injury. Got to be careful with those bootlegs. Brian in Danville. What's going on, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, Stanley. Hey, I was on that drive on Saturday as well. Had an 11-year-old kid that must have said 25 times, we should have flown, we should have flown.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awful.
By the way, Steiny, real
Thanks,
quick.
Brian, appreciate it.
Bovada.com, Saints are favored by 3 points.
Wow. Mike in Oakland, what's up, Mike? How you doing? How you feeling about the Niners?
I'm a Raider fan, but I've been watching the Niners all year, and I think that they're actually really good. And also, the defense played well. They could have won both games. They learned a little bit about Lamar Jackson this time, and I think the next time he's going to have a hard time. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Mike, and that'll do it for last call. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. God, that was a good game yesterday. Who cares? What do you mean? That's
evil, Stanley.
Dude, Double A Pap has been on a board, man. He's been missed us, man.
Don't be disrespectful.
I feel like throwing some money on the Niners right now for Sunday's game.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. And let me tell you
what. What are you going to do, Go?
I'm going to go with the statue quarterback after playing
who you gonna
fast
bet on?
Black quarterback. That's what they did against Kyler.
So who do you like?
The Niners.
All right. I think I'm going to sit that one out, actually. Niner game.
You know what I'm saying? Aaron Rodgers. Oh, he can move, but he can't move like them.
Oh,
and
man.
You saw what they did to A-Rod. Now Drew gets some of it.
I saw some of your bets over the weekend.
What bets?
Please bet on the Saints, Guru.
You have to see a slip before it's a bet. Well, you got to have money to bet.
Oh, I see your please. Tweets, buddy.
707, a friendly person says, who drives in California on Thanksgiving weekend? Idiots do.
Oh,
thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Where are you from, Steiny? You know, give me the drop. Give me
go
the drop.
Go back to New York, Steinmetz. I'm from Pennsylvania.
There you go. There you go. Believe it or not, I didn't even. I. How stupid am I? I was like, I should be all right. It's the Saturday.
Steiny's an idiot.
I know you were mad. Like, if you could just read blood pressure.
I mean, I had about four where you're driving about 70, and then in the span of a quarter mile, you're sitting stopped, and I'm like, what is going on?
It's nothing worse than
it's just volume, I guess. I was Buffalo Wild Wings on Wednesday.
We had a great time.
In the Yoon.
Adeline came out. You know, the families, the couples that always, for Warriors warm up, that would come give us a hug, and they were from Union City.
Oh, okay.
They came out representing.
I want to hug you.
You mean the ones that always sat at that table?
They told me to tell you hello while we ate at Chase. I explained that to them.
Gotcha.
But everybody came out. Stoney had a good time. We gave away gifts. And then I got some gifts.
What'd you get?
Johnny Pub in Newark. He came out. Gave me a sweater, had one for you two. I'll bring it. I forgot it. He didn't actually give it to us. We got to go.
A sweater?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
wow.
A jacket.
What? Oh, did you hear that? Wait. Before we move on with your story, he gave us sweaters too, Steiny.
No, he wanted to, and he asked.
What are the odds that little Daryl and Big Daryl are wearing those sweaters around, or Norm wearing a sweater?
He asked, he goes, what's Monte, 2X? And I'm looking like, how you know?
I don't mind not getting a sweater, but don't give it to
me. He didn't give it to me yet. He said, you guys want to come down. And then some
big crowd.
You said, I'm eating too good, Guru?
Yeah, no, you're good. You've been doing good.
Was there action?
Was there action? Yeah, they were disappointed you didn't come.
What? I did. First of all, I wasn't getting
a
dime for going there.
I told him you were coming.
I had to fly down to San Diego. I should have flown back, but that's beside the point.
It was a good time, man.
And how about this? I did fly down to San Diego on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, and I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare. Through security in 20 minutes?
See, I'm sitting at the gate.
You know it, two baby. And a half hours in front.
You were late. I would have said that would have been easy because everybody was already at their destination.
See, I was backwards all Thanksgiving weekend. I know that.
Got to ask the kids, Steiny. We got to help you out there, man.
I know. You know what?
The hell with the kids.
I need a Band-Aid.
I've been here 30 years. I feel like a native, but there's no substitute for a true native.
There you go.
Who were born and raised
here. I need a Band-Aid.
And you guys, by the way, you guys are rare breeds, especially Bonte.
Rare breed.
Born and raised in San Francisco, that's a rare breed.
Yeah.
It's a rare
unicorns. It's not. Everybody's like, let me see your address. Yeah. You're lying. You're really from Burlingame. Nah, man. Hardest city.
You got double teamed up on me today. I got out of it, though. I split the double team.
I tried to have your back, and you blew it with the pitch.
That is whack.
No. Seriously, don't even know what a Pirates Thanksgiving?
It was all right.
Closing number one for you guys.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I hope everybody out there had a great Thanksgiving and a great game yesterday. Keep in mind, we got Warriors Hawks tonight. That means Trey Young.
Look at you.
Trey, by the way, Harden threw in 60 the other night.
Okay.
Who cares? Trey Young, 37-7 that night. That is truly a who cares. The boys are next.
Just call me Dibber Claus.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.